This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get up, get up, get up, it's a get up show.
Too bad people can't see that face. That's lovely.
That's what I always say. Hey, it's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says Podcast. I can make my face so ugly you can't stand to look at it. Here's one.
That's super fun for that. For all I can do one too.
That's not that bad.
No, your face isn't quite as animated as his is.
Yeah, you're still...
His is like in the movies when somebody's got their face and it's made of clay and they can just go... But his face does that
old
naturally.
Clay face over there.
I am more talented than I was aware of. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Glad you're with us. Click a like, subscribe, tell your friends about it. They will not believe you. And if you would like to see a picture of how ugly I can make my face, we'll work something out.
Oh, and just a heads up, I know last week's podcast was super awesome and it didn't work. This one may or may not work, so we'll find out when it's all said and done.
I love change.
Yeah, no one loves it more than you.
The way Oprah loves bread, I love change.
I know I love when there's change, but no one tells you and you have no idea what is different or why it's happening.
I mean, it's fun to work in an audio industry and you can't record audio correctly, but that's cool. Don't worry
Surprise!
About it.
And the thing is, Maddie did slap together a little podcast as a placeholder last week because it was whatever number it was, so we could keep the numbers right. But what you didn't get to hear was the best podcast we ever did in the history of podcasts.
It would have been award-winning.
There's no question.
I mean, I couldn't even believe that we got Oprah to come on.
I know. And all of the Phillies...
Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. You did from the. We had the Phillies in to talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, that is the Philadelphia baseball team or one.
David
of them.
Lee Roth was here.
Yeah, Bo's de Bop. We had a damn good time on last week's podcast, so it's going to be real hard to ever live up to that.
I can't even believe we were able to record it from the moon.
Just now we got to go back.
Just one time. And those astronauts stuck in space were super pissed because we went up there and came right back.
Yeah, we brought them back and then we made them go back again. It was hilarious.
We just waved at them. Hey, we're going home.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, you know, it's been nearly a week and everybody's still talking about it. It was a sad game. I turned it off. I didn't stick with it because, you know, A, it was a sad game. And two, Perry Mason was on, clearly.
God.
I don't think it was sad.
It was not a sad game.
It was.
Somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose.
I was pulling for America's team. I was pulling for Taylor's. Me and Tay-Tay are very hurt by what happened at that damn Super Bowl. You don't boo Tay-Tay.
Do you know why they booed Tay-Tay?
Because she's from Pennsylvania and she's a turncoat.
She is a turncoat. What? She used to be an Eagles fan until she started dating Travis.
I think you're right, but I think you're thinking too hard into it. It's because Taylor supports the Chiefs, and it was a majority of Eagles fans there. They didn't care about the fact. It was number one, and they were going to boo anything. So it was like, yeah, this is your Taylor. Boo!
She's just a little boo thing.
Oh, I see what you did there.
But yeah, she was a Phillies fan like me. you know.
Yeah, Phillies fan.
Listen to this. Tate McRae, who I only know of because she was on Saturday Night Live, and I was like, wow, she's pretty. But she, when was this recorded?
So it was recorded 2 years ago when the Chiefs and the Phillies were in the Super Bowl.
She just did it. The Phillies.
I
mean,
I did, didn't I? Dang it, the Chiefs and the Eagles.
I'm in your head. And here's what she said 2 years ago with the Phillies and whatnot.
Wait, this is football, right? I think it's going to be, wait, 70 and, no. Okay, we're going to, no, it's going to be 40 and 22. Okay.
Who's winning?
Obviously the, obviously Philly.
She was going to say Phillies, wasn't she?
But the thing is, although that did not happen 2 years ago, that is the exact score of this year's Super Bowl, and the Eagles won.
Isn't that, I think that's pretty amazing.
So if we want accurate predictions, we need to ask her now for stuff 2 years from now?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take it.
If you start predicting things and just wait, I think that, you know, you got a likelihood of something really happening.
Is that why the Simpsons always get it right? Because they've been doing it for so long that eventually, yeah, enough
eventually
stuff
it's going
to
happen.
I do believe that has something to do with it. When you've been doing it for, what, 40 years and you're cranking out so many episodes. However, they're on the bubble. They might get canceled this year. Yep.
I can't do it.
Do you think they'll get canceled or they'll just stop? Well, like, what do you think is going to happen first?
Well, according to TV insiders, that's so cheesy to say that, but the shows that are definitely coming back are things on the Fox animated lineup. Crapopolis, which is awful.
What a terrible name.
It is, and it's a terrible show. I'm sorry. No offense. I know you love it.
I didn't even know. I wasn't aware of it.
Okay. And The Ordinary Guys. What's that one called? Basic Ordinary Guys or something? It's a guy. I think they're in Baltimore. He's got a Baltimore accent. Those two are definitely coming back. But The Simpsons and Family Guy, they say, could go either way at this point. They could be canceled.
See, I don't see any reason until either or both of those shows decide on their own that they're ending, that Fox should even create new animated shows.
I totally agree. Why
don't
stink
waste
it
your
up?
Money.
Why stink it up when you got that going? Now, I'll tell you, The Simpsons is not what it used to be, but I've said that along the way. There have been seasons where I was kind of like, meh.
Well, I mean, at this point, I don't even know, because Simpsons have already done it. I mean, what are the Simpsons going to do? They've already done it all. Like, what else are they at? Do they
you
have
think
to do
that?
Yeah, those writers are geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Family Guy to me is always funny. I'm never disappointed, even in a Meg episode. I'm never disappointed. And I may have said this more than once, but the quality of my life changed when I got Family Guy back. Because it went away. The cable system took away FX, which ran it all the time. And I couldn't see it. And I didn't realize that was what was wearing on me, taking my happiness and putting it out, like blowing out a candle. And then they brought it back. And I'm like, oh.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping.
It is a little bit of a, you know, back and forth because it comes on opposite Perry Mason.
Oh, no.
So I got to do the last button.
Oh, my gosh. How do you do it?
Now, you may have heard of this ghost story. There are a couple of versions of this ghost story right here at Valentine's Day. We all think about spooky ghost stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
This is in South Carolina. I'm trying to find the name of it. It's somewhere near Charleston. And what it is the lantern-carrying ghost, which has been terrorizing a South Carolina town for generations. Here's the story. A man was working on the railroad. He was hit by a train and killed. So ever since then, people see an eerie glow hovering over the tracks and lights floating in the air that sometimes will rush around, maybe come at them, maybe grow in size. And also shaking cars, slamming doors, whispered voices with you can't tell where it's coming from, no source near houses, buildings, happens all the time along this railroad track. Somebody has figured out what it is.
What?
I hate to say it because this thing has been generations of spooky ghost story.
Oh, you're going to ruin it?
Is it Bigfoot?
No, it's not. It's really weird. It is earthquakes.
What?
Tiny earthquakes. This scientist said that the whole railroad, the whole area there was built on a fault line and that the hauntings people are referring to are after effects of tiny little earthquakes.
What about the lanterns?
That is an interesting thing, because when the earth will crack open during an earthquake, that is gas escaping, which catches on fire for a second. Earthquake lights is what they're called. Isn't that amazing?
So just because it's, I mean, in an area where you wouldn't expect earthquakes or don't know it when you feel it.
Yeah. Tiny little earthquakes, just enough to throw light into the air.
I believe the ghost more than I believe this earthquake.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And they also said that obviously the house is shaking and the car is shaking and stuff. That's little tremors after the mini earthquakes.
Well, what's the whispering?
That is the gas escaping.
I'm not a ghost.
I gotta go.
Don't worry about it, stupid. You're scared of nothing.
Boogity boogity.
You peed in your pants a little bit. I'm just gas.
Yes.
I make babies look like they're smiling.
it's bubbles. It's an earthquake.
And that also makes me think, where is the one where they have those lights, the famous North Carolina lights that people go out and look at and say it's ghosts?
Isn't that at the bridge?
It ain't the same as the bridge.
Oh.
I think it's in the mountains where you can go to a certain place, and if you sit there long enough, you'll see these lights pop up. Now I'm thinking it's all earthquakes. It's all miniature earthquakes.
So all ghosts are gas?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. He who smelt me dealt me.
I'm over here by a cow farm.
Silent but deadly.
Oh, man, that's such a bummer. It's such a bummer when it's something so spooky and supernatural, and it's like the earth cracked open and farted.
So
neat.
So, of course, today, right? No, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Galentine's Day, which I'm really looking forward to, because Maddie and I are going to have a sleepover.
Do each other's hair and makeup and nails.
You guys are so cute.
Well, we can get masks, and then we can do, we'll do manis and petties.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can watch, our favorite rom-coms.
Oh, I love a rom-com. But the thing about it is, when we do each other's hair, I just have to pretend.
He does your hair, and then you go, okay.
I have my scissors, and I just make scissor noises, and I go, all right, be still.
Well, it'd be like with my kid when you do my hair. I mean, it's like the same idea. It's a lot of putting stickers on there.
Can I put Barrettes in your beard?
Stickers on your head. What a neat thing.
Yeah.
Were they scratch and sniff? Is your head scratch and sniff?
How would I know?
What is the perfect, and then the day after Galentine's, obviously Valentine's Day this Friday. What's the perfect Valentine? Charlie?
You're asking the wrong person, because I don't do, it's just not a big deal to me. I like to get a nice little gift, and I usually give a nice card, but that's all, because love should be every day.
I agree with that, but it's amplified on Valentine's Day. You do little things all the time, and then on Valentine's Day, you go crazy nuts. You just shower them with everything they could possibly imagine, overwhelm them. What's a perfect Valentine for you?
I'm with Charlie. I think we're going to get takeout. My wife, though, who is very anti-Valentine, has purchased something. She's like, it'll be a fun activity for us.
Uh-oh.
But it's not naughty, because I already was like, gave her a look, and she's like, no. And I'm like, nah.
She's going to make you plant something.
I don't know. I don't think so, because it's not planting season.
An activity for you,
I don't
you
know.
Two.
There's two boxes she got from Amazon that I can't look at. And
how big are the boxes?
Bigger than a bread box.
Oh, do you think there's a bread box in it?
That would be neat if we were making bread.
Make bread.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at that, actually. We were just talking about that. I guess baking bread, they would get those bread makers.
Yeah.
Her family used to do that all the time. We never had one.
No,
she was like, oh my God, you guys didn't do that? So I'm like, maybe it is. That'd
seriously,
be cool.
That was a family thing for them to make bread.
They loved it. Well, yeah.
Interesting.
That's all they ate.
It might be it. Well, we also mentioned, my boyfriend's birthday is on the 13th.
Galentine's.
Mm-hmm. So it's more about his birthday than it is about us doing stuff for Valentine's.
Wow, he makes it all about himself.
No, I do, because it's like having a birth. It's almost like having a birthday near Christmas, because it's like it's supposed to be about me, but I got to get my girl all kinds of stuff.
I was actually really excited, because I realized I like to hoard cards. Mm-hmm. Like if I find a funny card, I'll buy it, and then I stash it in my underwear drawer and I forget all about it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I wonder if I have one for Valentine's? And I do.
You're kidding. You had one in your drawer?
It's not necessarily for Valentine's, but it's lovey-dovey enough. I did also find another one, though, that made me laugh, and I have no idea what occasion I was going to give it on, but it was like, why does anyone else pack like they're going to S their pants every day? And so I still haven't quite figured out what holiday that fits into, but that, and someone said, it was another one where it's like two people on a plane. It's like, how often do planes crash? And someone said, just once.
And these are cards that you had in your underwear drawer.
Yeah, these are cards
to show his wife how much he loves
her. It's not even just for my mom, because you know my mom and I.
You guys do weird cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so you're telling me that you can put stuff in your underwear drawer and your wife doesn't ever look in there? She doesn't know what you have in your underwear drawer?
She doesn't care what I have in my underwear drawer.
Does she put underwear in your underwear drawer?
No, I put my own underwear in there.
Oh.
I do my own laundry.
Interesting.
I do our laundry, and then we both put our own laundry away. But
I think if you're married, it's okay for you guys to know what's in your underwear drawer. Do you know what's in her underwear drawer?
Underwear. But I've never gone through it.
You've never gone through it?
No, I have no interest.
I think you're perfectly okay doing that. You guys go through each other's underwear, don't you?
No, because...
He doesn't really wear it, does he?
No. How do you know that?
You said it.
Oh.
I can tell. There's no lie.
Well...
No, I mean, there's nice, a drawer and there's some in there, but we don't...
Just for show.
I don't know. He doesn't... We just don't go through each other's drawers like that.
Now, I'm not Snoopy like that.
You don't have to be Snoopy. Something
Why
happened.
Would you, though?
Huh?
Why would you go through your wife's underwear drawer?
I don't
drawer?
Even know which drawer is her underwear drawer.
Are you serious?
Really?
No, I really don't. I
to
have
me,
no
that's
clue.
Weird.
I mean, I could open the drawers and look, but...
Okay, what about when you were a kid? Did you go through every drawer at grandparents?
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, every house I ever went to.
Yeah, go through the drawers, pull everything out, just
God,
see what's
that was
in
the worst.
See, I think that I still have that, and that's why... I would go through a drawer. I go through drawers in my house because, as you know, I have at least 14 junk
right.
drawers.
You don't know what's in them.
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah. You're
the surprise every time.
It is. It's like shopping. It's like shopping in my pile, you know?
I do like that.
Like, whoa, what's
Wait,
this?
Where do we get these?
And I was telling a friend of mine who was over the other day, I was like, I can open that drawer right there and show you something that my daughter drew for me when she was 2. And now she's going to be 18 her next birthday. And it's still in that drawer right there.
Oh, my
guaranteed.
Gosh.
And I always thought when I would rummage through the drawers in my grandmother's house and it would have stuff for my dad when he was a kid, I was like, God, why do they keep all this crap?
And now you've got all that crap.
Oh, I got more than they ever had. So much more. But speaking of, you know, holding on to things for Valentine's Day, I believe I talked about this on the Lost podcast. We'll forever refer to it as the Lost podcast.
I'm glad we finally got one of those, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like a podcast milestone.
It really is. For my daughter's Valentine's Day, I am going to give her something, but I wonder if she'll notice it's all things that I've given her on previous Valentines that she never put away.
She won't notice.
Like, she gets stuff.
Well, you said, you've mentioned that there have been times where you started doing that.
Yeah.
You think that she's starting to figure out some of it, but
it was an Easter basket that I did that I filled up with several years worth of Easter basketry, you know, toys and bath bombs and bunnies and candy, because it's like she opens it, she's excited, and then puts that to the side and it sits there. So that's what I'm doing for Valentine's Day. Just whatever's left over from all of her Valentine's, she's getting it this year, and we'll see if she notices.
You know what I used to do when I was a kid, like when we got our Easter basket, I'd go through it, and, oh, this is really great. And then I'd leave everything in the basket and, like, sit it off to the side, and I'd eat my candy out of it and whatever. And then finally, like, a month later, my mom would be like, empty that out. I'm putting these away. Get your crap, or it's going in the trash.
Yeah.
So, but I would leave it in that basket as long as I possibly could.
Right.
Speaking of Easter, we went to Walmart to go find some stuff for the kids and to send them treats at college.
For Valentine's?
Yeah, just to have, so they had something.
Yeah.
And, it was funny because the Easter was creeping in, and I was like, I mean, can we just give them a chocolate bunny? I mean, do they care? It's chocolate.
They don't care.
But then you
some Cadbury cream eggs. Happy Easter.
Ooh, sounds good.
Happy Valentine's.
Why not?
No.
Well, not for Valentine's, but if you mix them up, well, then you don't have to send Easter.
There you go. It's a twofer. You know?
Now you gotta keep sending these kids candy.
It's your Valentiester. Will you be my Valen bunny?
Eastentines.
So you can do this. So Super Bowl, we talked about that for a minute. The commercials were okay.
Yeah.
I loved the Super Bowl commercial. It was so weird. I loved
that lawyer. The weird Star Trek-y lawyer commercial was hilarious.
That
was local.
That was local. No, everybody didn't see that.
Well, so was the Super Bowl.
Was the Super Bowl local?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The Super Bowl was local,
Super Bowl was one of the local
ones. That was
ones.
The block
it
of local.
It had a 336 area code.
Damn. Yeah. Well, that is impressive to know that they got that weird and it was a local and not a national.
You thought that was that weird?
Yeah.
As opposed to the weird Star Trek-y.
The lawyer's office was a fever dream. It was real weird.
I like that. I mean.
Yeah, it's attention. So which of the national ones that everybody got to see were you guys into? I really didn't notice any that were super duper.
My favorite was the Eugene Levy and his eyebrows.
My wife pointed out that no sooner had the eyebrows flown away than the
Pringles.
Pringle with
there
the
were
mustache.
Two facial hair flying around commercials.
So you know someone was like...
Was it planned, do you think?
I don't... I mean, unless they work for the same company, and it was like, I only have one idea.
If I was Eugene Levy and they stole my eyebrows and put them on a Pringles can, I'd be pissed. You know, because that's so unique, his eyebrows flying away.
Yeah. That was for Little Caesars.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, three breaks later, there was a Pringles one, and the mustache from the Pringles can went flying everywhere.
That's crazy.
This is the
year of hair versus, flying.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray. Bill Murray was featured in the Super Bowl, and he gave his email address, his Yahoo address, and it was BillHimself@Yahoo.com, and he said, send me an email. And so definitely I did. It's just like if you see a real phone number on TV, how quick do
you call it?
I call him every time. So I sent Bill Murray an email, just said, hey, Bill, I can't remember exactly how I started it. Because he said he would write you back. He'll write you back if you send him an email and tell you a story. So I was all kinds of excited about it. I sent him the email, and let me see if I can find it real quick, because this is worth it. Here it is. Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, here we go. Hey, Bill, you should know that I learned about brushing my tongue from you as an adult watching What About Bob? Thank you for years of fresher breath. Big fan, Sean. So I get an email back from Bill, and he tells me, Hey, Sean Sellers, thanks for emailing. Sure, you thinking, what's this Murray doing in the middle of the game? Is he broke now? The usual gambling problems? Ugly divorce? Understandable reaction, but this is not purely a big money sellout. There's also a dog in my mirror, a real dog where my face should be and always has been. So kindly absorb that horror. Just walk 1 mile in my paws. And then he goes on for a little bit, and he ends up at the vet. The vet doesn't take his insurance, and the vet gives him a business card, and it says, where would you imagine a vet named Dr. Jerry wearing a don't lick me, I'm allergic button pinned to his scrubs would send me? Just take a guess, and you'll learn that the darkest hour is just before dawn. Seriously, email me back with your best guess, and I'll tell you the rest. I was so excited. Bill Murray and me are pen pals now.
Yeah.
So you know, it's so funny because I sent him an email and I said, could this be true? I said, the man, the myth, the legend, are you really there? And then I got one. Hold on, let me go back into my spam folder. Hold, please give me 1 second, because it's funny because he said, oh, where is it? Oh, no, is it gone?
Come on, dude.
Well, he said, hey, read yours back.
So you got the exact same. It's a form. It's a dang form email.
Hey, Maddie.
I thought we had a connection. I really did.
And it was neat because I sent it. You had asked if anyone else. I didn't see that commercial at all.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And then, so days later, I sent it. He's like, what is Bill doing during the game? And I'm like, the game's not on right now, Bill. So, yeah.
And then he wrote you back.
But I like in your childlike whimsy and cute attitude that you thought that was legit.
Right.
Why would I not?
And that he himself would be handwriting every single email.
I don't care about every single.
To all the millions of people
I don't care about millions. It's about me.
That makes me concerned that you're going to fall for hi, Sean, this is the who.
We have all our money tied up in saving bonds.
Well, they're out of luck if they want money from me.
The IR apostrophe S come after us.
Need iTunes gift card.
Oh, the who. Don't worry, I'll save you the who.
We need Robux.
But the thing is, why would I not think that's real? I've been pen pals with many of my heroes, like Vincent Price and Robert Blake, you know?
And so forth.
Why
and
wouldn't I?
I understand.
Shemp Howard's granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, she just wants her stuff back. Like, she's trying to haggle over prices.
Speaking of that, I'm sorry if you were going to keep going about
Tell me
how stupid I am.
I'm not saying that
hurting my feelings.
I think it's adorable.
You think I don't have feelings?
I think it's adorable that you were that
Please do not give him any personal information.
And I'm sorry that I had to be the one to break it to you because you were so... did you email him yet? Did you email him yet? And I'm like, all right.
I still don't understand because he emailed me back and we're going to go get drinks later.
Yeah. Yeah, well, y'all have fun. Don't even tell him I mentioned it. But speaking of Shemp Howard, one of my guys sent me a text, and he said, I'm sending this to you first, coming to you first with this. And it is, I'll show you guys a picture of it, a placard that says S. Howard, which this guy says used to be outside his front door. He got it from another collector that we both know a long time ago. And I said, what do you have to get for it? He wants a large number for it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I so appreciate you coming to me first. I'm going to pass. I can't do it, but thanks for thinking of me. He comes back with, you can make me a counter offer.
Mm. Or I have a lot of stuff. Can he prove it?
I believe him.
Looks like a placard. It's just a placard.
I believe this guy.
Was the amount he wanted for it so high that your counteroffer would make him laugh?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to spend that kind of money on that stuff ever again, unless it's super great.
this is just great. It's not super great.
Yeah. I mean, it just, like you said, it just says S. Howard on it. I mean, if it was something that they used in a movie, that you could like get
you could
a still.
Reference it somewhere, but if it's, I mean, it looks like just like any doctor's office.
Well, there's probably proof, but at the same token, it's just a little plaque. It doesn't say anything special on it. It doesn't have a neat engraving. It's just
that reminds me of my Larry Fine string art that we talked about last week on the Lost podcast. I feel like I'm repeating, but nobody knows it. So I bought this piece of string art that Larry Fine from Three Stooges made in 1969. I bought it from a collector who got it from a different collector who got it from a different collector.
Heard it from a friend.
Champ's been messing around. So it gets to me, and it's got a little signature on the bottom of it. Larry 69. Mm-hmm. And so I posted it up in our group the other day. I finally framed it. I was very happy with myself. And the guy who originally got it from Larry's grandson, Eric, jumped in and said, I owned this back before 1995. I bought it from Eric and I don't remember it having a signature on it, but I could have missed it. And I was like, yeah, stupid. Obviously you missed it because it's right here. And I posted a close up of the signature.
Yeah.
Then a couple of the other guys in our group went back in time and found the original pictures of it that Trent put up when he first got it.
Uh-huh.
No signature.
Well, that's crazy that you actually were able to find that it was someone scrawled it on there.
Yeah. I like that.
And you
someone,
said that it looks like his actual signature.
It does look like his signature.
I like that someone decided, you know what this needs? It needs me to forge a signature onto it.
And the good news is I didn't buy it because of the signature. I bought
well,
it because
good.
He made it with his own hands.
It's a good thing.
And it doesn't affect me. I mean, I was a little bit like, wow, why would anybody do that? But I'm not torn up about it.
Well, it's funny because I have that Abraham Lincoln autographed aluminum bat.
Yeah.
He was in the
Louisville Slugger.
Yeah. He was playing college ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that one's really neat. It's in Sharpie. It's really cool.
Neat.
And he's like, man, I can't believe we didn't invest in Bitcoin earlier. LOL.
This is Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Honest Abe.
Yeah.
Hey, see you at the theater.
Yeah. Get it. Yeah.
Girl Scout cookie time. Have you opened
yes,
your Girl Scout cookies?
I did. I just ate one.
Okay, good.
Can I eat another one?
Sorry.
Yeah, don't really eat one right now.
I do like the idea of Abraham Lincoln saying, see you at the theater. Inside joke.
We got some Girl Scout cookies delivered from a little listener. I got an email saying, hey, don't you want to order some cookies from us? And I was like, yeah, we'll order some cookies from you. And they delivered them up here. And it's very exciting. But what I'm doing is I'm not eating them. I'm giving them. I gave you that
box.
Well,
you gave me a box of Thin Mints.
Oh, I've got a hoard at home.
They're delicious as usual.
And I've been eating the crap out of them.
I'm not going to eat them. I'm just going to give them. And we still have my daughter's friend who we always buy a large variety from. And that's the thing. I just give them out, man. I don't really, if I open a box, I'll finish a box.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I'm not going to do
my
it.
My wife got mad at me because I put two different varieties in the same bag.
Oh, no.
Which I'm like, I don't see the problem.
What
and then
they?
I would eat. I would alternate like between the Samoas and the Thin Mints. Or
oh, no.
Throw the peanut butter. I don't care.
You can't put Thin Mints with anything else.
Yeah, well, I do, and I don't care. It all goes the same place. My
so
time.
Now you've got minty peanut butter?
Yeah.
No, they're long gone. I mean, I ate them real quick, but she thought I was a savage, and I was like, oh.
I agree. I'm with your wife.
All right. Well, once again.
Like the offspring said, you got to keep them separated. Because that mint is going to breach your other cookie.
Yeah.
You're going to get some mint flavor in there.
I think she was more upset about the peanut butter got on, like was kind of exuding onto things.
Oh, that reminds me of that one time I was walking down the street eating a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Just straight up eating a jar of peanut butter walking down the street. And this dude came around the corner eating a giant candy bar, chocolate bar. And we bumped into each other, and he got his chocolate in my peanut butter.
They used to look so good when they would do that, too. It would be like a real big, thick, like Hershey bar kind of looking thing, and they bit a big scoop of peanut butter on it.
Yeah, but it used to make me mad, even as a small child. Who's going to walk down the street eating peanut butter?
Who walks around eating a chocolate bar that's not like still kind of in the wrapper because it's going to melt in your hands, too?
Yeah.
I was really upset when that robot bumped into me. It was like, you got peanut butter in my chocolate.
You got oil on my beep boop. You got beep boop in my oil.
Raining, no.
You know,
I kicked him.
Knocked him over. Like those cruel kids. Why did we feel bad? There's this influencer who they got one of the top robots, like the humanoid robot, like helper, and they had it in their apartment, and they started fighting with it. Like kicking it, knocking it over.
And how many, man?
The robot, right, man.
The robot got up and tried to run out of the room, and they stopped it and threw it down again. And we're all like, oh, my God. Oh.
Why are they so mean to that robot?
If the revolution happens, I hope it starts there.
Yeah. It absolutely should.
That's it. I'm over this. First, you put your peanut butter in my chocolate.
I was on your side.
But why do we feel bad for a machine? I mean, it reminds me of my Furby. The time I took the TV remote and hit the Furby with it, and it freaked out. And it was like, oh my God, is it going to be okay?
I almost feel like it's a pet. Like, don't hurt it. It doesn't know any better.
You put AC/DC in Teddy Ruxpin, and he freaks out. His eyes start fluttering.
When you did that, you were probably done with Teddy Ruxpin anyway by the time you played rock on him. Yeah, the Furby, though, man, it was a stone freak out.
I sent a video to my daughter. It was a Perry the Platypus CD player, and it was playing Limp Bizkit. And she was like, oh, my God, I want that CD player. I was like, that's why I sent it to you.
Would we get in trouble for playing your original songs on this?
No, I don't
think so.
100%? Okay. Because we're doing these on tomorrow's show, so we got to pretend to be surprised. If you listen to tomorrow's show, you'll hear these again. But Maddie, sweet, sweet Maddie, made individual songs for Charlie and
custom
me.
Custom made
for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Let's see.
Sean, you smell so great. You're always right.
Oh, I love it so far. Smell great and always right. Thank you.
I knew it, Charlie.
And everyone knows it. No one knows more about Three Stooges. Our old TV man, Sean.
Sean.
Will you be my Valentine?
Yes,
don't
a thousand times.
Let's do a giant steak of love.
What was that part?
Let's grill a giant steak of love.
Oh, let's grill a giant steak of love. Oh, good man.
That was the name of the song, apparently.
Oh, that's so good.
Sean, you have the nicest hair.
Thanks.
Oh, 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 oh.
That is very good. Wow. I'm touched.
A giant steak of love.
And the level of familiarity, the things that you pay attention to, it means a lot.
Yeah, AI just came up with that.
It really means a lot.
I thought you wrote it personally.
No,
come on.
I mean, what?
Why'd you give it away?
All right, here's Charlie's.
It's your mic.
Always right.
Yes.
Everybody's seen it. Could care less what people say.
What?
See, that's one of her things.
Seen it. Everyone's seen it.
And could care less right away.
You want to get throttled.
But Always Right showed up in hers, God. Too.
Well.
Interesting.
Wait, he knows us well.
Hey, yeah. Tease up those bangs super high.
What was that?
Tease up those bangs super high.
From the 80s?
80s hair.
Yeah.
My love, Charlie, would you be my Valentine? But don't tell Sean. Shawty, you keep Facebook safe. Let's take a dance nap together. Shawty, you are my cheerleader of love.
Very
the
good.
Cheerleader of love. I like it.
Let's take a desk nap together. I mean, man, the thought you put into that.
Right?
You just think that you did a little something silly, but it means a lot because you obviously are
You're
invested.
Paying attention. Did you see me yesterday taking a desk nap? Is that where that came from?
Yeah. I just know you so well.
You took a desk nap yesterday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I love waking Maddie up. I love going in there, and he's just like fading out. Got his hand almost hovering over the mouse, and then you see the hand go limp on the mouse and the head go down a little bit. And then the jerk awake, and then right back on the mouse. Like, nope, wasn't sleeping. Definitely he was working the whole time.
What was he doing?
I got to start shutting my door.
Nah, dude, don't think about it like that. You don't know how many times I've been in there and let you sleep.
That's the worst part.
I've been walking real quietly because he's got his headphones on. He can't hear you come in.
Maya came in one time. She had borrowed the truck keys, and then I woke up and the keys are back. And I'm like, "You definitely came in." I was. She's like, "Yeah, I didn't want to wake you." I was like, "Oh man."
I'm a little concerned about the stink bug population at my house. We talked on the air about this. I felt something in my hair the other day.
That's upsetting. Mm.
And when I reached up to say, what is this in my hair? It flew away. It was a dang stink bug. So many of them, like right now, they're crawling up a wall near you. Don't worry about it. But there's stink bugs near you right now.
Mm, knock on wood. I haven't seen any of them yet this year.
You've been wearing your glasses?
Yeah.
What are your shoes? What I like is that it's like, what does it take to wear... You agitate them enough that they release their stink because when you do that, like that's the worst part. Like if you rustle your hair, what is that? And then you touch it. And it's like,
it's not just touching it. You have to pop it in your mouth and start chewing on it. And then it'll smell.
Before I knew what it was, I remember back in the day, I squished one. And I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, ew. And, you know, it's like,
oh, you never do that.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
It's like a weird sour apple-y. Like,
it's weird sweet.
Like, yeah, sweet, weird.
Sickly sweet is what I call that smell.
Let's go get one of those. Just test it out.
My daughter got one in her room the other night and was screaming about it. And then the next thing, she picks it up in a Kleenex and took it to the bathroom. And I was like, hey, did you flush that thing? No, I just closed the door. That thing can get out from under that door and come get me. Let's go try this again.
So what did she think? That was the sting bug's home now and no one was ever going to use that bathroom again? Yeah,
you got to give it up. This belongs to the stink bug now. But, you know, they weren't even around. They're ubiquitous now, but they weren't even around until sometime in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I just thought it was me moving to North Carolina, but... Because I don't remember them at all when we were kids.
They're invasive. They're not supposed to be here.
Oh.
And it's called a shield bug is what it technically is. This one happens to stink. There's 600 varieties of shield bugs. And some of the other invasive ones that you will notice now will eat your pumpkin. Remember when we used to go to the wagon out there and get pumpkins out in the country down here? The last time I went, it was wrapped up in these shield bugs just eating the pumpkins before I could even get one.
But you said that they don't all smell?
No.
So how do I know?
As far as I know.
I have to pop each one in my mouth and see?
Yeah. Just if you want to do it for science, if you want to do it right, that's what you do.
Because they look similar. They've got the shield on their back, whatever. Nope. So you don't. It's like, are you a stink bug or are you not? No, I'm not.
Do you guys ever have something that you habitually do that you don't even notice until somebody points it out to you? Is there anything like that that you can think of?
Do you mean like picking in your ears or something like that?
Oh, God. I had my last time with the tow truck, the guy was picking scabs off his head and eating them.
Ew,
but that's not it. I didn't point it out to him. But my friend Paul was in town, one of my best friends from forever. We used to do a morning show together until he ran screaming from it. And I do that thing where I come in the house, put my bag down. Oh, and every time I did it, he cracked up. Like that was the funniest thing he ever heard. I don't even know I'm doing it anymore. The moan.
Oh, you do it all day.
Yeah.
Do I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you moan. You make noise all day.
You just want to remind people that you're here.
All day?
All day.
Huh.
All day.
I should probably work on that. I should probably take a note and put it somewhere and just say, don't moan.
If you want, every time you do it, I'll do it back.
You kind of do, don't you?
No. Usually I have my headphones on.
Well, how are you going to know? Do you need me to have a mic?
A lot of times I'll hear you over the headphone.
Not really.
Yeah, for real.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's not like I'm listening to a steady sound all the time. So if there's breaks and I hear,
what's in your mouth?
Oh, a piece of nail.
I was like, he's holding out on us.
No, sorry.
Wow. You know, I'm so unaware. That's bad, isn't it? You shouldn't be making noise like that in life.
No, I mean, you should know where you're at, and if you do it just around your family and friends or something, then you're trying to be funny. But if you just randomly do it and you have no idea, then that could be inhibiting your relationships and things.
I'm not trying to be funny.
People might think that you're a little bit nuts.
I just think you're comfortable. It's like you're at home, so you're just like,
I told you where I got that from. My grandmother was in a nursing facility in Burlington. She was living with my uncle, but he went out of town like on a cruise or something. So she had to stay in this nursing facility, and I went to see her a few times. And walking down the hallway at this nursing home, every couple of doors you hear, oh!
Yeah.
Or, oh! And I was like, my God, that is just unnerving. And then I started, you know, doing it.
Yeah, so I think I'll do that. That'll be my signature.
Stuck for life.
So you took something that's unnerving to you, and now you do it all the time.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Listen, we'll see if this podcast worked. You know, it's not as good
as... I have a good feeling about it.
Let's hope so.
If it, yeah. It looks like it's still recording, so that's a good sign.
We'll see. It's not as good as the Lost podcast. Man, when I found out we lost the Lost podcast, I cried. I fell on the floor. Maddie had to help me up,
I mean,
and I fell again.
We gave away so much money.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We won so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. We were crying.
And the Phillies were here.
Yeah, the Phillies all came in.
So listen, if you ever want to be part of the podcast, we're going to do some calls if we figure out how to do it with this new system. 336-373-0987. 336-373-0987. Pushy talky button thing is on the app. You can use that. That's quick and easy.
Oh, wait, what's her name? Shout out to Sharon.
Is Sharon still with us?
Oh, God, yeah.
Very good. Hey, Sharon, what's going on? Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate you. Charlie, do you have a final thought for our friends?
Sean has discovered the secret to happiness. It is Family Guy.
No! What's yours?
Earth farts are scary.
Next time. Get up.
It's a get up show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.